Well, this is what you've wanted. You wanted to shut me down. This building behind us is where it all began. In 1901, the racist constitution came out of this building. It's caused nothing but pain and misery for my people in this country. The referendum is an act of genocide against my people, and the Prime Minister knows exactly what he's doing. He wants the fucking fascists to come out and get me. That's what he wants. Because his violent force that he has sent to protect me can't even protect me. Refuse to protect the black sovereign woman, because the police are part of the problem in this country. And I can't ring 000. I can't rely on Victoria Police after they kill my people. So where is my support? Fuck off, you. Where is my protection in this country? You want to paint me as an angry black woman? Well, you are about to see an angry black woman, because I am not hiding this time. I've been in exile for 4 months. 4 months I wasn't allowed to be in my own home because people want to kill me out there. They don't want my voice to be heard over the next 9 days. They want to feel good about the referendum. The referendum to assimilate our people into their constitution. So what do? They send the fascists to... Only two have been arrested after 2 years. 2 years. I'm not waiting 2 years for the latest fascist fucking violence to come at me. I've hired my own black army. And this parliament has to pay for the black army, not the army that continues to violate black women and black men in this country. I don't trust your army. I only trust my own. So I'm not hiding. For the next 9 days, you're going to hear from me and you are going to see me, and I am not scared. I am ready to fight for exactly what I went into Parliament for, and that is my country, my people, and I won't stop. And I'm not scared. So come at me.
G'day, my name is Margie Thorpe. You are listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 on your dial.